We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yerbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cables and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
en Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhengtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Arab Fund for Economic and Social Development, or AFESD, donates $329 million US dollars to Yemeni development projects. In cultural news, the popularity of the Chinese language increases in Nepal. In hero news, a Chilean man receives recognition for saving over 60 lives. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 20th, is the birthday of distinguished physicist Dr. Carl Alexander Müller, born in 1927 in Basel, Switzerland. He was a co-recipient of the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1987 for the important discovery of superconductivity in ceramic material. This finding led to further intense research in the area with the possibility of new practical applications in power lines, generators, and computers being attainable. Our appreciation, Dr. Carl Alexander Müller. May your pioneering work continue to lead to more advances that are helpful to humanity. We wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. Flood disaster in Canada and US. Several communities in the Canadian provinces of Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba have declared states of emergency due to the floods in the region. Although conditions were easing by Sunday, April 17th, in Alberta and in Saskatchewan, where colder weather was slowing the spring thaw, an unprecedented area of the Canadian province of Manitoba has been inundated by floods, some said to be the worst in 150 years, with two lives lost and 20 areas declared a state of emergency. As measures against floodwaters from ice jams, crews reinforced the banks of the Assiniboine River, which was set to raise water levels of the Red River in downtown Winnipeg. Last week, the rising river levels prompted more than 700 residents to evacuate to higher grounds in Manitoba, with residents in the neighboring U.S. state of North Dakota also evacuating from their homes in Cass County, where officials reported three flood-related fatalities. On Sunday, nearly 300 North Dakota National Guard personnel worked to assist communities in preventing further flooding.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials or Coast Guard to see if help is needed, saying that financial aid is available. She also requested that they go if possible to help the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Canadian and US officials and crews working to ensure the safety of those in the flood-swept regions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. With sympathies for the lives lost, we pray that such disasters may soon subside as we work to restore balance in our ecosphere.
Quakes hit the Philippines, Formosa or Taiwan, Australia, and New Zealand. With dozens of earthquakes recorded in the Philippines over a two-day period as of Saturday, April 16th, the government advised residents to evacuate the island of Luzon in fears of an upcoming eruption of the Taal volcano. Also on Saturday, Formosa felt the tremors of a 5.7 magnitude jolt in the northeastern part of the nation, while the same day, Australia's northern Queensland was rocked by a 5.2 magnitude earthquake that was also felt in Mackay and other nearby areas. In the early hours of Monday, April 18th, a powerful 6.6 magnitude quake rattled the northeastern coast of New Zealand, prompting a local tsunami warning to be issued that was later lifted. There were fortunately no injuries or damage reported for any of the events. We are relieved to know of the safety of all in the quake-affected regions. May our Earth and all inhabitants be protected as humanity's greater benevolence helps minimize such adverse events as these.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. Since the March 11th earthquake and tsunami that claimed over 13,800 lives, Japanese police and troops continue to search for more than 14,000 listed as missing and an even higher number who still may be unaccounted for. Meanwhile, amidst the post-disaster nuclear crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, robots found exceedingly high levels of radiation in reactors number 1 and 3, with plant operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, announcing on Tuesday, April 19th, that radiation in reactor number 2 was lower than the other damaged units. However, high temperatures and humidity fogged the robot camera lenses, forcing operators to withdraw the probes after only a few minutes. Meanwhile, workers began transferring some of the 25,000 tons of highly radioactive water from reactor number 2's turbine building and the connecting tunnel into a waste processing facility at the site to prevent it from leaking into the ocean. TEPCO is hoping to transfer around 480 tons of water per day.
However, with more water being added to the reactors in an effort to keep them cool, the overall quantity of water is expected to rise, which would further hinder efforts to control the situation. With announced plans to inspect the seabed off the nuclear plant for the possibility of leaked plutonium, TEPCO stated it will also spray a chemical hardening agent around the facility to prevent radioactive dust and soil from spreading. At a conference in Kyiv, Ukraine on Tuesday, governments and international organizations pledged an initial 550 million euros in donations toward the construction of a new encasement to contain the toxic materials that remain at the site of the Chernobyl accident. Among the donors were the United States, the European Commission, and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. As unease grows over the safety of nuclear power plants, UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon said at the meeting, "How can we ensure the peaceful use of nuclear energy and maximum safety? We need a global rethink on this fundamental question. Our appreciation for the emergency efforts of the Japanese and international governments, experts and personnel working to alleviate conditions for the disaster afflicted. Our prayers for the protection of all workers and the Japanese people during these critical times, and that humanity's kinder stewardship quickly renews our harmony with the environment."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice." Citizens speak out. In cities and countries worldwide, people are gathering to stand up for greater justice, peace, security and democracy, including those in Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bolivia, Burkina Faso, Iraq, Jordan, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Serbia, Syria and Yemen.
Following 36 hours of talks between the Bolivian government and minority political party members, the government announced an 11% wage increase, stating that it would go up to 12% if sufficient funding could be secured.
Citizens in New York, USA, as well as in Germany and Hong Kong, united in a call for China to release artist and activist Ai Weiwei.
In Detroit, Michigan, USA, over 5,000 unionized teachers and other school workers received layoff notices from temporary manager of the Detroit Public Schools, Mr. Robert Bob. Although only a fraction of the educators are likely to lose their jobs, of great concern are Mr. Bob's announced intention to modify union contracts using emergency powers granted by the state for implementing government cost-cutting policies. These policies have been sparking protests since last month, including one in which 5,000 public and private union workers rallied in the state capital, calling for the government to represent the people and maintain collective bargaining rights.
As demonstrations continue on a weekly basis in Iraq, with demands that include the provision of better basic services such as electricity, Iraqi police opened fire on a gathering Sunday in the northern city of Sulaymaniyah, resulting in injury to 24 protesters, including two local journalists.
In Azerbaijan, security forces quickly quelled a protest on Sunday, calling for more reform in the capital of Baku, detaining dozens of people, including a young girl arrested along with her mother after she shouted the word freedom.
A spokesperson for Oman's Sultan Qaboos bin Said stated that the government would spend $2.6 billion to satisfy the demands of protesters, calling for better wages, jobs, and an end to corruption. Many of Yemen's defected lawmakers, ministers, and other senior figures have left the ruling party of President Ali Abdullah Saleh to establish their own party in protest of the violence being used against innocent citizens. The Bahrain Center for Human Rights reports that over 800 people, including 39 women and one 12-year-old child, have been arrested in Bahrain since February 2011, many who have had no guarantee of being able to see family members or even their lawyers. Those detained include human rights defenders, journalists, political leaders, teachers, trade unionists, doctors, and clerics. At least four have died in this month already, all said to bear signs of severe abuse. The international organization Teachers Solidarity stated that Bahraini security forces have been stopping school buses and issuing beatings to children if they do not have a picture of the Bahraini king in their textbooks. Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi, meanwhile, has asked the UN Children's Fund or UNICEF to help end the violation of children's rights, including the government's expulsion of children from school for their religious beliefs.
As some 20,000 people in the Syrian city of Homs occupied the town's clock square, renamed Tahrir Square in honor of the Egyptian protest, they also began setting up tents, stating they would remain until pro-democracy demands were met. Meanwhile, the Syrian state news agency Sana published an article claiming that the protests in places like Homs and Baniyas were being run by armed insurgents who were firing on government personnel and civilians alike, killing and wounding a number of security agents. The Interior Ministry issued a further statement saying that these armed insurgents would be brought to justice to maintain state security. Protesters in Homs denied the claims, saying that they have set up a checkpoint to ensure the unarmed status of all people entering the square. Late on Monday, security forces opened fire on an estimated 5,000 protesters who had spent the night in Homs Tahrir Square, clearing the area by force.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos reports that the Libyan government has approved UN humanitarian aid being offered in the besieged city of Misrata, and that she and a UN special envoy to Libya had earlier received approval to set up a humanitarian aid office in Tripoli.
In the days leading up to the 25th anniversary of the devastating Chernobyl nuclear reactor accident in the Ukraine, about 2,000 veteran cleanup operation workers from the plant marched in Kiev to protest major reductions in their monthly pensions. With amounts that have been reduced to $150 per month in some cases, the former workers are no longer able to even buy medicines and other necessities that were promised as compensation for their dangerous exposure to radiation following the nuclear disaster. Upon seeing the service, people who had knowingly risked their well-being and lives, Supreme Master Qinghai said, "Their bravery makes me cry. Sorry the world is so polluted. The authorities should listen to sincere people."
As we mourn the loss of lives, we are heartened by the calming of turmoil in certain countries and pray for a halt to all conflicts so that safety, dignity, and peace may reign in every nation.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Australia unveiled plans to mandate graphic tobacco packaging. In an effort to reduce smoking to 10% in less than 10 years, the Australian government has unveiled new proposals to ban advertising branding on cigarette packets. Designed for the lowest appeal to smokers, all packages would be the same dark olive green color, with graphic health warnings that include pictures of diseased eyes, decaying teeth, and children in hospital beds. Additionally, product names are to be printed in identical font sizes and styles. While the proposal awaits being written into law, Health Minister Nicola Roxon said, "The government knows that big tobacco companies are going to fight this, but when you still have 15,000 Australians dying every year because of tobacco-related illnesses caused from smoking, this is a fight worth having." Way to go, Minister Roxon and Australia. Our admiring accolades for your steadfast commitment to safeguarding the health of every citizen. We look forward to the implementation of this and many such measures in hastening the day that our world is tobacco and smoke free.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide.
Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion US annually in the United States alone.
Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Egyptians freed in Iran. According to a report published on Sunday, April 17th, about 100 Egyptian nationals and their families who had been imprisoned or were under house arrest since fleeing from Afghanistan 8 years ago have been released. Advocating on their behalf was Egyptian lawyer Montasser El Zayat, who had appealed to Lebanon's Hezbollah party, with Secretary General Seyed Hassan Nasrallah then helping to mediate the release process. Our appreciation, Mr. El Zayat and Secretary General Nasrallah, for your kind assistance, wishing the Egyptian families many warm reunions in the cherished company of loved ones.
Save our planet. The World Wildlife Fund and Wangnam Provincial Forest Protection Department in Ao Lạc or Vietnam create a solid natural reserve in the Annamite Mountains along the border with Laos to protect the endangered and elusive animal also known as the Asian unicorn, as well as the area's other unique species. Supreme Master Ching Hai is sending a special letter of thanks to the World Wildlife Fund and Wangnam Provincial Forest Protection Department in Ao Lạc or Vietnam, as well as offering a $10,000 contribution for their noble cause.
Save our planet. Non-profit organization Climate Works Australia reports that delays in enacting climate policies are resulting in lost opportunities to meet emission reduction goals by 2020, resulting in $1 billion in additional costs even now, with exponential increases if the lack of action continues.
Save our planet. In an effort to stop massive amounts of still edible food from being thrown away, British ministers proposed the elimination of freshness date labels in favour of keeping only the ones with necessary information for food safety to help reduce the 5 million metric tons of food and drink wasted annually, as well as save £6 billion each year.
Warning news. A recent study by Irish researchers of some 60,000 children found that expectant mothers drinking the alcohol equivalent of 2 glasses of red wine a week could put their babies at risk of fetal alcohol syndrome, with effects such as facial abnormalities, slow growth, and learning disabilities.
Warning news. New Zealand Green Party Parliament member Sue Kedgley calls for a halt to the use of the enzyme transglutaminase to glue scraps of meat together and sell them as prime cuts, saying that this is not only deceptive, but it may affect food safety and consumer health.
Greetings, Charlie the Chipmunk here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. I have a tip for taking care of your digital camera's memory card. You can erase photos from your computer instead of in the camera. This will save battery life. Also, it's easier to view photos on a monitor, so accidental deletion can be avoided. If you do remove them by chance, you can just go to the recycle bin and reinstate them. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Arab Fund for Economic and Social Development, or AFESD, donates $329 million to Yemeni development projects. Of the total amount, $42 million will be used to complete road construction linking the central and western regions. This is expected to improve farmers' income by facilitating the transportation of agricultural goods, while also enhancing tourism. Other projects being funded include one to increase electricity supply, improve intersections in the capital of Sana'a, and restore the city's Grand Mosque. Our sincere gratitude, Arab Fund for Economic and Social Development, for your generous help to Yemeni brethren. May many individuals be benefited by your kindness. With Allah's blessings.
In culture news, the popularity of the Chinese language grows in Nepal. According to Mr. Basanta Kumar Shrestha, General Secretary at the World Culture Net, or WCN, also known as the Chinese Information Center, over 500 students have mastered Chinese after studying the language in courses conducted by WCN. He said the numbers attending classes are increasing with people from many sectors, including tourism entrepreneurs, teachers, journalists, hospital staff, and jewelry workers, as well as homemakers. In addition, Mr. Hua Jiangao, head of the Chinese Volunteer Teachers in Nepal, stated that since 2005, he has taught Chinese to more than 10,000 Nepali citizens. He added that there are approximately 50 volunteer teachers of Chinese in the country. Our accolades and thankfulness, students and teachers of the Chinese language in Nepal, for your efforts to develop greater understanding and closeness between your cultures. May friendship and harmony blossom among all nations for a peaceful and tranquil world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Chilean man is recognized for bringing 60 people off a small island during a tsunami. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More sharing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, open-minded news for a progressive world. In Hero News, a Chilean man receives recognition for saving over 60 lives. Mr. Hector Osvaldo Gonzalez, 47, bravely crossed the Maule River three times during the tsunami in February 2010, picking up people who had been sleeping in tents on a small island. His boat, the humble little grandma, was destroyed when an 8-meter wave of water forced him to turn back on the fourth attempt. At the same time, his cousin Osvaldo Alejandro Gomez, also nicknamed Lalo, attempted a boat rescue but unfortunately did not survive. Due to a confusion people had of the identities of the two men, only recently has Mr. Gonzalez's bravery come to be widely known. Bravo, Mr. Hector Osvaldo Gonzalez, on your immensely courageous actions. May God bless you and all the people whose precious lives you valiantly safeguarded. For their bravery, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Hector Osvaldo Gonzalez with the Shining World Hero Award and Mr. Osvaldo Alejandro Gomez with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Maori entitled Bank Account.
Ka haere te tangata ki te whare pūtea ana, ka tono ka whakatūwhirengia mai he pēke noho ngā moni. Ka ki te wahine o te pēke. He rere kē ngā mātu pēke noho ngā moni, kia pewhia anō te pēke noho ngā moni hihi ana koe. Ka ki atu te tangata rā ki tēnā wahine. Ko te me hihi ana koe, he pāna ki te pūtea?
And now for our viewers' hotline on cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, English-style breakfast. The show can be accessed in the Gift of Love online archives, along with all of the other Supreme Master Qinghai vegan cooking delights.
Simply Does It, Ben from the United Kingdom.
I really like her. I'm not a follower, but I feel a strong affinity to Supreme Master Qinghai. Probably because she's a dog lover and a bird lover like me. Spicutis from the United States.
Young Alicious, viewer from the Philippines.
Amicable Ben, speakutus, and friend from the Philippines, thank you for your sweet heart lines. We are so grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for inviting us to find out how to make this delicious English breakfast and other vegan delectables. Please enjoy her gifts with all our loving wishes to you and your families.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May noble thoughts and a kind heart be your blessings from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With thousands of people signed up to participate in 68 countries, a new mass initiative for social change, Action for Happiness, at www.actionforhappiness.org, seeks to promote greater well-being and a happier society through doing good for others.
Dr. Erwin Laupert of the Austrian Vegetarian Union notes that environmental concerns are causing a rise in popularity of both vegetarianism and veganism among youths, with a recent Austrian food report suggesting that some 20% of young women in particular no longer eat meat.
In commemorating World Laboratory Animal Week, the organization Animal Defenders International reminds of the cruel, unnecessary experiments and deaths of 100 million animals in laboratories worldwide as it urges for humane alternative methods, many of which are already available.
Tanzania's Prime Minister Mizingo Pinda assures the country's citizens of ample food stores at the National Food Reserve Agency, with more than 212,000 tons of maize available as of April 2011.
Jordan's High Council for Youth welcomes Azerbaijani Youth and Sports Minister Azad Rahimov to the capital Amman for discussions of greater cooperation and sports exchange between their countries.
The UK-based International Action Network on Small Arms, or IANSA Women's Network, urges for more stringent limits to small arms exports, saying that an outright ban on such weapons would help reduce the incidence of gender-based violence against women.
As the first to visit since 1997, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev arrives in Hong Kong, where he and Chief Executive Donald Tang agree on their country's increased collaboration in science, culture and education.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com forward slash NWN.